This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
As all parents know, and it's so pleasant for those of us parents, whether your child's a toddler or a teenager, you're going to encounter back talk and tantrums and power struggles. And it's really important to continue to try and be positive, even though you might be pinching yourself so hard and it's so frustrating. But to tell us how to be a good positive parent, we have Dr. Corey Cross, spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics, an amazing pediatrician. So Dr. Cross, positive parenting, I am guilty myself of the negative style sometimes as I get so frustrated. What do we do? What's positive parenting, first of all?
So positive parenting is, you know, it's what we all strive for, and we find ourselves sometimes not really able to do it because, in fact, raising kids is stressful. It's a stressful environment, and sometimes they don't react the way you want them to, and, you know, you're having a bad day, and you're bringing all of whatever it is you have going on into every interaction with your kid. But what you want to remember is that really, what you want to raise are happy kids who have great self-esteem. And so when you think about positive parenting, the way that I think about it is, what is this doing to my child's self-esteem? So when you berate a child for maybe not listening or for being a slowpoke in the morning or for, you know, not getting their homework done or not doing well in their test, does that really make them want to do better for the right reasons? Or is it because they're scared of you and they don't want to get yelled at again? Because the right reason is to build their self-esteem. Because kids who have good self-esteem, they do things for themselves. They want to do well because it makes them feel good, and they feel confident about themselves. And in the end, they are easier to parent. They are kids that you want to be friends with when they're an adult. So that's what you want to think about, is the long haul, and that sometimes it's a little bit hard, but we have to think about the proper way to say things that will really build our child's self-esteem, as opposed to what we may want to say is, seriously, it took you 5 minutes to put on your socks this morning? You know, you can't necessarily always say that.
You're giving me guilt. I have guilt because, I mean, my son can do no wrong, really, even when he doesn't get the best grades and when he does all those back talking. But my daughter, and she's the sweetest thing, Dr. Cross, and I am so hard on her. And she's straight A's and so sweet. And this Christmas, and this goes right along with this, her gift to me was a jar full of inspirational affirmations that I should take one out every day and read to make me feel better. And when I get mad at her for using too much toilet paper or for not going to bed when I tell her to, now I've got guilt. How do we try and I want to text her right now just to tell her I love her because she's so sweet. And so how do we take that frustration as parents? How do we, it builds up inside. How do we temper it and look to that positive?
I think that it comes with, you know, kids do have some responsibility here, too. I mean, you're right. Like, if you have told your daughter when you want her to go to bed or, you know, how much toilet paper to use, you know, that's, of course, it's a little thing and you feel bad for getting upset about it. But what we need to start with is, first, you need to set limits. You need to set limits. You need to let the kids know what those limits are. So maybe, you know, something silly, you know, like, this is how much toilet paper I expect to use or whatever. But you set limits and you're consistent and you let the kids know what's expected of them. And then what you want to do is, it's almost like training anything else, like any other animal. You want to catch them when they're good, reward them because it makes them feel great for doing it well, and then ask them to go the extra mile. So if you have a child who every day throws their clothes on the floor when they come in, you know, their coat or their sweatshirt or whatever it is, and this drives you nuts, you know, and you want them to take it maybe up to their room, their sweatshirt. Well, maybe they're not going to get all the way up to their room and put it where it's supposed to go. So maybe you say, hey, could you leave that on the stairs so that when you walk upstairs next time you could take it? So the first few times they remember to put it on the stairs or you prompt them to put it on the stairs and they put it there, you say, great, thanks so much. Then you stop prompting them and you see if they remember to do it. And if they don't, you prompt them again. Then once it's on the stairs, you say, great, I'm so glad we're starting to put our switcher on the stairs. It's so nice not to have it on the floor. Do you think you could start carrying it upstairs, you know, on your next trip up? And then, you know, so you have to, it's like how they train those dolphins to do amazing things at like SeaWorld, you know. Little by little.
Yeah, we do. We do have to train them. And I still haven't trained my son with the clothes. And that is a tough one. And, you know, you go in there, you pick it up how many ever times and say, come on, do this yourself from now on. But I do like those kinds of bits of information, that it takes a little training. It takes so much patience, Dr. Cross.
And it
Cross.
Also takes being a good role model. I mean, when we fly off the handle, our kids they learn that. And then they fly off the handle at us. And then when we see that behavior back at us, we're like, where did you learn this?
But
yes, they learned from us. So it's being a good role model. And then I also think that, and I try to do this with my kids, whenever I realize that, you know, things are just falling apart, I'm like, what is going on? Like, every time we interact, it's become a problem. Usually it makes you want to spend less time with that child. So like, my gosh, you're driving me crazy. But what I try to make myself do is that's the kid that I'm like, okay, I need to spend a little bit of extra time with you. You're driving me nuts. We are totally not getting along right now. So you and I are going to start spending a little bit of extra time. We're going to have a little bit of extra reading time, or maybe you're the one I take one-on-one to the grocery store so we get some time to talk. Because a lot of times that tension, it really goes away if you put extra time in, as opposed to doing what you feel like doing, which is just pulling away.
Such good advice, because that's the advice my pediatrician, when my daughter was throwing tantrums as she was little, she said, hug her. I know you don't want to, but that's the time when you really pull her close and hug her. And I'm like, really? She's like a nightmare. But you're exactly right. You have to spend more time, not less, because that's how you work on that positive. Do you think there's some parents in this day and age, Dr. Cross, of trophies for everything, and oh my God, you're doing so great. I mean, do we overdo that a little bit? And there's a fine line there.
I absolutely think so. I mean, we can tell them that, you know, you're doing a great job and, you know, whatnot. But really, you know, you have to realize that you're not going to be great at everything. And I think that sometimes that's the problem with having siblings is, you know, you can tell your child they're good at everything, but they can tell when their sibling's better at something than them. And that causes a lot of problems. So I think telling your kids, honestly, you know, you have something that you're extra great at, but everybody has things that they need to work at and things that somebody else is going to be better at them than. And, you know, if it's something you really want to do better, then you work hard and you get as good as you can. But sometimes you're just not going to be the best. And I think that that's good advice. I mean, you want to, you know, also, you know, light a fire into them if it's something they really want to do. But at the same time, you know, not everybody can be number one.
No, and that's true. That is absolutely true. But we want to make our kids feel that. And as you say, they see us yelling. And sometimes everybody in the family is yelling at each other. Just, I mean, it's just crazy. But then the times when it's sweet and nice, and those are the times that you really want to bring forward and make that positive feeling last. So I don't know, we have a minute or 2 minutes left. So give us, you just gave a talk on positive parenting. And clearly you're an awesome parent, I can tell, as am I, of course. Give us your best advice on positive parenting, releasing that frustration and doing just the opposite of sometimes what our head tells us to do.
You just need to make sure the communication is there, that you set the limits and that you let your children know what they are. But you need to know in your head that you know that they're going to not necessarily always be able to be perfect, and that we as children weren't perfect. So when they're not, we need to reinforce what they did well and let them know that we do think that they can do better. And I have a 3-year-old son who tries my patience every day. When I put him to bed at night, I say, hey, buddy, you did a good job with these things today. These things, not so much, huh? And he's like, no. I'm like, I know you can do better. I know you can, and I know tomorrow's going to be a better day. And I think that that's a way of letting them know that you love them unconditionally, you believe in them, and that you're there for them to help them get to where they need to be.
That is what it's all about, and so beautifully put, Dr. Corey Cross, one of our fan favorites here on Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. And if you missed any of the great information that Dr. Cross or any of our guests really give out here, and that's what it's all about, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. And if you scroll around, you'll learn something with us too, because we're learning together. We have these great experts on every single day and all the time, so learn with us. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. And stay well.